I think I'd like to read two more poems. This is a poem about vampires. The poem is called Voices Answering Back, The Vampires. And the poem is spoken by the vampires as a kind of choral group. The poem takes place in the present. In other words, in a time when people generally no longer believe in vampires. However, the vampires, who are, of course, still there, have banded together in order to come to terms with this problem of disbelief. Now, there are a number of facts about vampires that the poem touches upon, which you may be familiar with from Bram Stoker's novel or from the many films about vampires. Vampires are, of course, the undead, those who live forever, but only at night, who must sleep during the day in their coffins on their native soil, and who at evening rise to seek out the blood of the living, who themselves, bitten by the vampire, may turn into vampires. Vampires cast no reflection in mirrors. They may pass through cobwebs without breaking them. They possess the strength of many mortal men, but the cross will frighten them. And of all the ways of disposing of a vampire, you can drive the stake through his heart, or in some versions, if you expose him to sunlight, his body returns to its natural age, and since most vampires are hundreds of years old, it means that he disintegrates. This last point, this point about the sunlight, is particularly relevant to the poem because the vampires in the poem are trying to come to terms with this problem of the sun, figuring that if they can go out during the day, they have a much better chance of survival. There's also the theory that vampires can turn into bats, but Professor Abraham von Helsing in Dracula, Prince of Darkness claims that, in fact, that's only a myth. Voices Answering Back, The Vampires. Rising in lamplight, dying at dawn, grim burials in sheds and cellars, the rats scuttling through holes, and the days following in their tracks. Exiled here, we name the hours since you first forgot to be afraid. Once departed, we became only ourselves, with the salt on our tongues and the cold for company. So deft in escape, so practiced in dying, you might have learned from us. But each time the easiest trick worked, the brandished cross, the empty mirror, you could not see us, our steps upon the stairs. And while you stumbled after bats in the garden, we climbed quietly from the upstairs window down the drain pipe. And through all the parties, you never heard what we were saying. It was something about desire, what we had in common, even then. In your silence, you feared us, always winning at the end. But do you think nothing lingered past dawn, shadowed among the gathered elms? Do not be mistaken. We heard you walking through our dreams. We felt death moving between your hands. Now we are waking early, practicing with sunlight. Now we pass unharmed, beneath your terrible star, eyes covered, hands in our pockets. For the rules have always said, if you stop believing in us, we inherit everything.